GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Victor Okendo. The White House agreed to a prisoner swap with Iran for the release of 7 detained U.S. citizens. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. also freed up about $6 billion in frozen oil assets.
We have absolute oversight of how they're used, and they can only be used for humanitarian purposes. And we have absolute confidence in the process and the system that's been set up.
The 7, 5 of whom were prisoners, are expected back in the U.S. later today. Nearly 13,000 Big Three workers are on the picket lines in 3 states with the United Auto Workers Union strike in its 4th day.
We're in here for not just the legacy, but we're in here for new workers also.
UAW member Marcel Edwards outside the Ford Assembly plant in Wayne, Michigan. Congress now has less than 2 weeks to pass a bill, short or long term, to avert a government shutdown. This is ABC News. The death toll from the massive floods in Libya is increasing.
The amount of rain that fell overwhelmed not just the Wadi, but the 2 dams that were inside it. They both collapsed. These were the 2 dams protecting this city of almost 100,000, and it led to devastating consequences. Over 11,000 dead. The UN is saying something like 10,000 people missing.
ABC's Ian Pannell reporting from the coastal city Derna. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is back on the job today after being cleared of wrongdoing by the state Senate.
Before taking office in 2015, Ken Paxton was indicted on securities charges. He's accused of defrauding investors in a Dallas-area tech startup by not disclosing that he was being paid by the company to recruit them. He's pleaded not guilty but faces up to 99 years in prison if he's convicted. Next month, prosecutors and Paxton's lawyers will meet with a judge to set a trial date. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Victor Okendo, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
The only Navy ship ever built, christened, and commissioned in the city it was named for is ready for open waters. The USS Marinette was commissioned Saturday morning on the shores of the Menominee River. The commissioning means the ship has officially joined the U.S. Navy's fleet. Marinette Mayor Steve Genesot talked about what it means to the community.
Anyone in the city's got to recognize what this means for us. It shows, you know, what we do, and you've got to be proud of it.
Northeast Wisconsin and 8th District U.S. Rep. Mike Gallagher tells Civic Media Marinette shipbuilders should see more action if we want to keep pace with China.
So we need more ships. We're falling behind, and so we're going to be asking a lot of the shipbuilding industrial base. It's up to us in Congress to provide the stable, predictable funding and the plan necessary to make that happen.
The USS Marinette left yesterday from Mayport, Florida, where it will be based. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the same for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos. We should expect that stuff to be safe. Why does it make sense that corporations can poison the American people and we don't even know about it? Politically, there is a group who chooses to make sure that there are not enough dollars put into the Food and Drug Administration to check on these types of things.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Monday, September 18th, 2023, hour number two of the show. Glad to have you along with us. Glad to be back after having Friday off. And once again, thanks to Pat Kreitlow of Up North News every morning from 6 until 8 here on Civic Media. Also to Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct every afternoon, follows us at 3 o'clock from 3 until 4. And also to Luke Mathers, the co-host of Town Call from 12:15 until 1. All three of those gentlemen were in on Friday for Mr. Zommers and I, and we appreciate that greatly. Appreciate the collegial spirit of helping us out, something like that.
I don't know.
Thanks for being cool guys.
Yeah, thanks for being cool guys.
Mr. Zommers was away doing a little bear hunting up north, and I was out in Colorado attending a very nice, see if I say exclusive, I was going to say a very exclusive wedding. It makes it sound hoity-toity. It was not hoity-toity.
Makes it sound like you're hobnobbing with the CEO right, of Ford. Right.
I was not. I just mean it was genuine and it was beautiful. And it was their closest people in their lives. And again, I felt a little goofy being on that list, but it was very nice and very an honor to be out there and attending Joe and Rachel's wedding out in beautiful Colorado. So that was good. Ever flown through Denver, the airport out there?
Yes, one time.
I've flown through a couple of times. I had a rather long. I had to return the car, and so I had like 3.5 hours to kill, and so I had a long time to go through security. Thank goodness I did. It's very confusing, the signage in Denver and like where to go. And anyway, I asked a person, like a airport person, like where do I go to get in the security line if I go to this terminal? And they told me, and it was this massive main entry point to Denver Airport. I don't know. I've been in a lot of airport lines, like in Los Angeles and Miami. I don't know whether I've ever seen a line for security as long as I did yesterday in Denver. And so I got clear to the end. And there was this mother and her probably 8-10-year-old daughter with her. And she asks a TSA agent nearby very politely and says, the question to the TSA guy was, is this the only security checkpoint? And he looks at her and he says, we have many security checkpoints. And she said, okay, well, is this the only one for us to go through then? We have many security checkpoints. He was just being a jerk. And I stepped, I said, sir, what she's asking you is, and I would like to know as well, this is going to be really long. And is there any place, if there are many security checkpoints, is there another one open? And he goes, well, what are you really asking? He goes, you know, this is the most efficient one. I can send you to other places, but you're not going to get through as quickly as here. I said, well, what's the wait time? 25 minutes. And I laughed. I said, look, there's no way we're getting through here in 25 minutes. And the guy just got, he was a real jerk. to this poor woman traveling with her daughter. And about, I don't even know if it was a minute, 45 seconds later, another worker comes, pulls this guy aside, whispers to him, and they went probably, I don't know, 20 people ahead of us, and they chopped off the line and took us and opened up a brand new place to go through for the checkpoint. So it was just like, dude, I bet you it would have been easily a 2-hour wait to get to get through the play. I mean, because they use all those, I call them the snake lines, you know, right, where you can fit a lot of people into a compact space. And there were like three of those snake lines within the overall line. It was just ridiculous. So, yeah, the TSA people in Denver Airport, not the best.
Or at least that individual.
And at least that individual. That's a fair point.
Maybe they had a bad day. Maybe somebody else was a jerk to them earlier, but still, I don't know.
Yeah. But otherwise, it was a pleasant experience. Of course, the weekend was great. Beautiful weather out there. So I want to get into when we come back here for the break. Invite your calls as well on Medicaid being America's health program for low-income people, mostly mothers and their children. And what is it, why is it, that this is being made to be such a big deal? And we're going to try to break this down for you a little bit and explain why so many people in America are being kicked off of Medicaid and how and why. And incidentally, where does Wisconsin rank in all this? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love your questions, your comments, your calls on Medicaid. What we're talking about are folks who, and you know, it used to be the poorest of the poor. Well, this goes hand in hand what we were talking about last hour with wage disparity. Because isn't it funny how predominantly Republicans, but not all, but predominantly Republicans in the legislature and in Congress want to say, look, you know, people are being paid a fair wage. We don't want to raise the minimum wage. But then if you apply the same state and federal standards to what is a livable wage, look at all the folks who are qualifying for Medicare or Medicaid. Because the government, the nonpartisan folks in the government who look at these formulas that we talked about last hour are saying, yes, based on these formulas, these are the folks that are not making a living wage and therefore qualify for these safety net programs. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Back after this, this is the Todd Allball Show and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 66. Northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 51. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. High temperatures reach up to 73. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temps a bit above average. Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Glad to have you with us on a Monday, September 18th. It is 15 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Medicaid in America. That's what we're talking about. What is it? A little bit. But how is it that people qualify, and why are so many people getting kicked off? Because what we're told, the Republican narrative, the spin is, oh my gosh, look at all this fraud. Look at all this fraud. That's why we're kicking people off. So I want to dive into this a little bit. Your phone calls are welcome, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. So Medicaid is America's health care program for low-income people, mostly mothers and their children. The federal government pays a majority of the Medicaid costs, and the states pay a portion. So during the pandemic emergency, the federal government told states to pause the annual reviews of whether a person was still eligible for Medicaid, because there's a review basically kind of, you know, every year for this. So said pause, let's pause that. So the COVID emergency ended in the spring of this year. And when it did, many states went on a crusade to remove people from Medicaid. An estimated 6.4 million people have been disenrolled from Medicaid nationwide since April, including more than 1.2 million children. A majority of those taken off Medicaid are unable to afford insurance and now have no health care coverage at all. So think about that. 6.4 million people, including 1.2 million children, now have no affordable insurance and no health coverage at all. What percentage of people, you ask, have been booted from Medicaid rolls? Well, the state of Texas ranks first, having disenrolled 7 out of every 10 people from Medicaid. So here's a quiz question. What state ranks second in the percentage of poor people it has kicked off of Medicaid? What state ranks second in the percentage of poor people it has kicked off of Medicaid? Mr. Zommers, any guesses?
No, not really.
Well, you're living here. The answer is Wisconsin. Wisconsin, second only to Texas in kicking people off of Medicaid. That's right. The Badger State removed more than 6 out of every 10 people from Medicaid, according to a story by Laura Santathanum.
Well, maybe that means their conditions improved and their lives are better. And they can afford real health care now, right?
Right. Sure.
That's what it is.
Laura Santathanum, health care reporter for PBS NewsHour. Here's the thing. Most of those people losing their health coverage lost it for a procedural reason, not because they no longer qualify for income reasons. This is really important to your point, Mr. Zommers. Their lives suddenly didn't improve. They're not making more money. They didn't get a better job. They were removed for procedural reasons. Here's how it works. Break this down. So the state hires a third party, a for-profit corporation. All right, this is a company who their goal is to make more money. It's a for-profit corporation, not a government entity. And this for-profit manages the state's Medicaid enrollment. Private companies with government contracts want those contracts renewed, right? I mean, government's paying good money. So these private companies are like, well, we want this renewed. So how do you get it renewed? You produce. So they look for ways to impress the government. And the main way to impress government, what is it? Saving tax dollars. so that people can go around, legislators can go around and say, look how much money we saved you. So these private for-profit companies, they set about finding ways to cut people from the programs. Happens with unemployment, happens with worker compensation, and most any program that serves low to moderate income people. And in this case, to stay on Medicaid, to stay on it, a person must follow a process that is difficult for anyone, and especially so for many low-income people, to understand and follow. So the best way to kick him off is make the process to renew complicated. That creates plenty of procedural excuses to kick somebody off of Medicaid. For example, a missed deadline, a wrong answer to a confusing question, and dozens of other potential technical mistakes. It may be weeks or months before a person finds out they've lost their health care coverage. Some people go into the doctor and say, well, I'm sorry, you're not on this anymore. What? They kicked you off. Then they have to start over from the beginning to re-enroll for Medicaid. Federal data, by the way, shows that 70% of people being taken off Medicaid for a procedural reason are still eligible based on income and other criteria. Let me say this again. According to federal data, 70% of people being taken off Medicaid for a procedural reason are still eligible based on income and other criteria. The reality is that many low-income families have unstable lives. They get evicted, might be staying with family, might even live on the streets, homeless. Many might not have a cell phone. And let me tell you, in today's world, it's almost cell phones are becoming almost a necessity as the internet, just to live. These folks, they might be hard for the government to reach, because they don't have a cell phone. And that's why many miss these deadlines. So you have education, illiteracy, language barriers, among other factors, make it harder for low-income people to execute a complicated re-enrollment process. Now, the loss of health care coverage makes their lives even more precarious and unstable. And in Wisconsin, thousands of low-income kids are not receiving care that they need. So how does that make you feel? In this particular case, does it make you feel proud to be a Badger? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Stoughton. CJ in Stoughton. What say you?
Well, does it make me...
Are you there, CJ? Hello, CJ.
The people can't follow directions, can't read or write the way our education system's proving to be, and that's a pretty sad fact. But I would like to go back to the debt relief fund or the raising of the debt in the last 6 months, that the Democrats fought a requirement to work or to search for work for an able-bodied male. They opposed it. I'd like to know you as a rhino, Todd, how you feel about that. Because the mere fact that you don't have to search for work, we're finding out that now too, because we're going to be paying for about 7 million illegals that this president is proudly willing to pay for in our school system, in our health care. But homeless Americans, they get fought on benefits. You know why, Todd? Because it's all about votes. Your party now is willing to buy votes with student loan debt relief and the open border. So,
all right, well, CJ, I'll let you go for a little while. Gave you a little time there. Always happy to have you call in. I think there's just a lot to unpack there. I think, first of all, I would say get some help, first of all, because you seem very angry and upset. And I feel bad about that. But part of that is just not true.
Right. The first thing I want to address there personally is that requirements to be looking for work or have a job do exist. They were there to begin with. Those were put on the ballot to make people upset and think, wait, that's not a requirement? Well, it should be. So voting against it was not to make it not a requirement. Voting against it was done to say, we see through this. This isn't worth spending time and taxpayer money on because it's literally already in there.
Yeah. Believe me, as someone who years ago was unemployed, I got Wisconsin unemployment benefits for about 2 months. And the requirements, this is like 15 years ago. And the requirements 15 years ago in Wisconsin to receive unemployment benefits was ridiculous, off the charts. What you had to do every week to prove that you were out there looking for work. And you spent more time doing the paperwork trying to prove you were looking for work than actually looking for work. And to Mr. Zahmer's point, those things still hold true. And it's only gotten worse. And Republicans actually want to make it more difficult to, again, it goes to this, what we were just talking about, is trying to find ways to make sure they kick people off and don't help people rather than helping them. Number two, I'm not part of any Republican Party right now, or any party right now, Republican or Democrat. I'm an independent. And three, I'm just not going to go down the whole road on undocumented folks. We've talked about that on this show before, and we'll talk about it again. But again, CJ, you're just inaccurate on a lot of the things that you say, but we're always happy to have you call. Let's go to Chris in Sun Prairie. Chris, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hi. I wanted to talk about the Medicaid situation you were talking about. Anything that is done by the fiscal agent for the state of Wisconsin is done because of the state legislature says that it needs to be done. So it's not, I mean, as much as I like to blame corporations for a lot of things, because I think corporations do make a lot of the laws in this land by, peddling their influence through our elections, the things that are going through the fiscal agent state of Wisconsin are coming directly from our legislature. I worked for electronic data systems as an information analyst for over a decade. Mm-hmm. So I worked directly on the Medicaid system. I was a programmer, and I worked in the projects where we took the requirements from the state and we turned them into actual, lines of code in the programs that process these claims. They come directly from the state. So we would take what they would tell us to do, and we put it in the program. So the company there is not making any decisions. They come directly from the state, and we work with the state when we implement those things. So I think that these go right on to the Republicans that are making these decisions in our state not to cover the people who need Medicaid. I don't think that this is coming from the company that's actually processing the claims. So I think that we need to put it squarely where it belongs. It needs to belong on the Republicans because they're the ones that are taking the Medicaid away from people.
Chris, I appreciate I just want to ask you a question because I really, really appreciate this call. This is a great call, and I appreciate your on-the-ground experience with this. And what this was kind of a compilation of the national part of this is how this works nationally. So you're saying that the examples I was giving was that, can you stick around? By the way, we got up against a break. Can you stick around? All right, we'll stick around because I want to talk about this. This is a great call. I want to continue this. Gene, Dolores, don't go anywhere. I got you next as well. More of your calls after this. This is the Todd Allbull Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department made an arrest in what it calls the ambush-style murder of a deputy. Sheriff Robert Luna identifying the suspect as 29-year-old Kevin Salazar.
Investigators recovered numerous firearms and the vehicle of interest that was depicted in the flyer that we put out yesterday at our press conference.
So far, there's no motive for the murder. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the UN confirming 7 Americans detained by Iran, 5 of them prisoners, are on their way home.
For today, for this moment, it's very good to be able to say that our fellow citizens are free.
They're expected in the U.S. later today. No signs of a breakthrough on the fourth day of the United Auto Workers strike against Detroit's Big Three. Bill Maher has delayed the return of his HBO talk show as strikes by writers and actors continue. This is ABC News.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For the talk of Green Bay news, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A man is in custody on a weapons-related charge for firing a gun in Fond du Lac. The incident happened Saturday a little after 11 p.m. Fond du Lac police answered a call to the area of East 2nd Street and South Park Avenue after witnesses say they heard multiple gunshots. Police arrested a 20-year-old man from Wausau. No one was hurt, but the incident is under investigation. Fond du Lac authorities are asking people with helpful information to contact them. A Marinette man is in custody after an Internet Crimes Against Children investigation. Marinette police say the Marinette Special Response Team used a search warrant at the home of the 55-year-old man. Police added that a drug charge was also issued against the man and a 55-year-old woman. Authorities are not releasing the names of those charged until after official charges have been made by the Marinette County District Attorney's Office. Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:33 on the time and temperature sign. It is Monday, September 18th. Welcome to Aaron Zommers. Glad to have you back. Also appreciate Chris from Sun Prairie sticking on through the break. Appreciate that. Talking about Medicaid here, not just in Wisconsin, but across America. And that what happens is, and by the way, Wisconsin is number two, only to Texas, in kicking people off of Medicaid. 1.2 million kids across America, 6.4 million people across America kicked off. Wisconsin ranks as number two for kicking people off. And it's, so six out of every 10 people been kicked off Medicaid in the Badger State. And what we're talking about, and I this is probably on me, Chris, that this story that we based this on from the PBS NewsHour was talking about nationally what many legislatures do nationally. And because they don't want to do the dirty work, they will employ a for-profit company that will come in and decide the parameters and then tell the controlling body, usually the Republicans in the legislature, okay, this is who you need to kick off. And so I'm not saying that it's done in Wisconsin directly, but nationally this is what's done. You're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, you're saying that you worked in this are called a business or this area of state government. And you're saying in Wisconsin, we don't use an outside company. Is that correct?
Well, what you're saying is a little different than I must have missed that. If you're saying that they hired an outside company to determine the parameters,
yes,
they could. The legislature, I guess, could have done that and then given that to the fiscal agent and told them to use that criteria.
Right.
Generally, the way things are done in Wisconsin with changes to the Medicaid system is that the changes come from the legislature, mm-hmm. and those come over to the state. And then the state works with the people at the state who deal with Medicaid, work with the fiscal agent, and give us the criteria, and then we make the changes. We work with the people that, you know, are at the state that represent the state on that end.
Sure.
So the criteria is then developed there. But I suppose there could be the possibility of them having a third-party vendor who created the criteria. Now, I hadn't heard that piece. The piece I had read the other day had them in Wisconsin around the 10th, so this might be a newer piece, and I guess there's always the potential that they could do it outside of Wisconsin like that, but I hadn't seen that.
This was based a piece, and I encourage people to look up the piece, and it'll keep me honest because we want to make sure we're telling folks the truth. This is from Laura, sure. and it says Laura Santhanam, I believe, Santhanam. And maybe, Mr. Zomers, we can find that, and we'll put it up and attach it to our show notes on the website. It's from the PBS NewsHour. So it was by Laura Santhanam, a health reporter for PBS NewsHour. That's where the basis of those things I was mentioning took place. But, yes, I agree that—
And you can be—
Go ahead.
I do think you could be right too, because that would give them a way to distance themselves from it. If they gave it to a third party company to make up the decision for them, then they could, you know, claim that they didn't make that decision.
I want to be clear.
I can't see the fiscal agent using that criteria that they're using, because, you know, it would kick too many people off. I just didn't see that happening.
No, and I'm really glad for this call, and I'm glad you brought up this point, because as a former state worker employee myself in the legislature for several years, by and large, I would say about 98 to 99% of the state employees that I dealt with were fantastic, honest, great people. And so I think
I agree.
Yeah. So the people working in the Fiscal Bureau and other, the agency people who come in every day, the civil servants, they're working for the people of the state.
Right. And prior to Act 10, I don't think anybody cared what party you were with,
right.
What your political background was. I didn't know. Right. I didn't care.
Right.
We all worked really well together. Wisconsin was a very well-run state. I didn't grow up here. I was impressed when I saw how the state was run here. Mm-hmm. We lost a lot. People here should know that. We lost a lot after Act 10 went through. They really did. It's sad.
Well, I much we absolutely agree on. Chris, thanks for listening out in Sun Prairie. Call anytime. Really appreciate your perspective on this. Have a great day.
Okay. You too.
Thanks. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go up to Eau Claire, listening to us on the tap up there in Eau Claire. Gene in Eau Claire, appreciate you holding on. Gene, what say you?
Thank you, God. This is really a great show. So this is very helpful for people who are being kicked off to know that they can indeed contact somebody, and get some help. Maybe their representative, or I don't know, you know, where they would contact, because I haven't been, you know, associated with a lot of that stuff for a long time. But, you know, could Alec be involved in this too? Because, you know, they wrote a lot of legislative things and had a lot of different opportunities for all states to get in on. I'm sorry for saying this, ripping off the taxpayers. But, you know, some really bad policies. I mean, we had a lot of stuff passed in the state of Wisconsin that nobody even knew who put it through, you know, when Walker was in office. And I have to say, you know, I really hope, you know, the one caller that starts with a C gets some help, because this is, you know, I'm so sick of listening to the Lauren Bobars and these really sick individuals, you know, that are holding up you know, the budget in our state, in our country that affects our state, you know, and, yeah. and the impeachment of our president, you know, for nothing, the, you know, the trial impeachment of our Supreme Court justice in the state of Wisconsin, and all of these just bizarre and lunatic and crazy things that these people who took over your party, you're a great man. You got out at the right time. But I feel bad for the guy's name that starts with a C that's still believing the bizarre and psychotic things going on. He needs to get a grip here because people don't get workers' comp or any of those benefits without filling out the forms and doing their, you know, work searches and, you know, for workers' unemployment compensation. I mean, it's awful, and those people have to do a lot of paperwork. It's a fact. So, anyway, thank you so much for this information. I hope people are listening. I hope they tell others so people can get the help that they need. You
provide
great service, and you look great on YouTube. So I hope people tune in and watch you guys on YouTube. Goodbye.
Thanks, Gene. No, Claire. Always appreciate it. I'm not sure how great I'm sunburned right now. Because it was like beautiful. It was like 60, 65 out in Colorado this weekend. And so I was just out there, you know, chilling, thinking, oh, it's not hot at all. You know, it's very comfortable. I forget you're much closer to the sun at, you know, over a mile high.
And you can get sunburned in the winter.
Yeah, so Toddy got a little sunburned. But Gene brought up important called ALEC. For those of you who aren't familiar, it stands for American Legislative Exchange Council. And it's one of these things that sounds great on paper, but it gets taken over by these kind of very conservative right-wing groups, and they put forward legislation or proposals, and they make it sound good and bipartisan, but it's actually not. Again, something that started with good intentions and then just kind of went sour. So that's what Gene and Eau Claire was talking about. Appreciate the call, Gene. Let's stay here in Madison. Dolores in Madison listening on WMDX. Appreciate you holding. What say you?
Hi, Todd. Yes, I love the app, and I love your show.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to answer to CJ. You know, I'm an immigrant, and I'm a newly citizen. I just became a citizen 2 years ago.
Congratulations.
And one of the reasons I became a citizen, thank you. I'll be very proudly. I became a citizen because I wanted to get my voice to be heard. You know, being as a legal resident, I mean, everybody votes, and the rules apply to you, and you don't have a voice to vote. And so that was one of the main reasons I became a citizen, so I can start voting and, you know, get my voice to be heard. Anyways, so to CJ, I wanted to say to him that it's a lot of people that immigrant and they don't have a legal status, they pay taxes.
Yeah.
They pay 100%. Taxes, state taxes. They pay taxes from the paycheck. They never get the money back.
Yep.
So CJ can tell me that money where it goes to the rich people.
Yeah.
Because they're the one that get all the tax cuts, unfortunately. You know, those people work really, really hard.
Dolores, I can't thank you enough for calling in. This is a great call. Appreciate your listenership. Number one, congratulations on becoming a citizen. When I worked for a former congressman here in Madison, I did immigration naturalization issues. That was part of my responsibility. And one of the coolest things that I ever got to do was to go to the naturalization ceremony, the swearing in of new citizens. And it was just beautiful. Because that's what America has always been based on, and we are stronger through our diversity. And I think it's just unfortunate and sad, quite frankly, that the Republican Party leadership, not the everyday Republicans, but the leadership and the Trumpism people are pushing this hateful, untrue narrative to divide us against ourselves. And when we sit down and talk to our neighbors like you, Dolores, we understand how beautiful it is that we have these wonderful new citizens. And you're absolutely right. Folks who are here undocumented, again, sometimes through no fault of their own, are still paying taxes, are still putting into Social Security, and they'll never get that back.
Yes. Correct. They never get that back. So the millions and millions and millions of dollars that those people never are going to be able to retire with dignity.
Right.
You know, so Well, I mean,
Dolores,
it's just very sad that people don't know, you know, that.
Right.
And you are saying that we are taking advantage of the system. You know, even a legal immigrant with a green card, with a residency, they aren't even allowed to be approved for Medicaid until you have a 5 years of legal residency. You have to have 5 years in the country legally so you can apply for badger care, like, you know, here in Wisconsin.
Wow,
so,
I did not know that. That's interesting.
We're not, we don't, taking any handouts from the government.
Totally agree.
You
are a true American, Dolores. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. You're what it's all
Thank
about.
You.
My pleasure. Yeah. Let's keep it here at Madison WMDX. Tom and Madison, appreciate you holding. Thank you very much. What say you?
Thank you, Todd. Because of Gene and Dolores, I'll have to change up just a little bit. I know many people in Stoughton, and probably 90% of them are fairly intelligent people, and it's the morons in Stoughton who have an IQ of about 60 that that make my blood boil. And I hold many conservative views. I hold many liberal views. I graduated from high school in 76, and at that point, I was so young, dumb, and full of cum. I was anti-union and all about big corporations. And over the years, I realized, hey, these people just want to screw everybody else and take money away from everybody and have gold-plated toilets.
Well, so what's so your, did you have a question or do you have a certain point you want to make, Tom?
Yeah, the dude from Stoughton, he should go screw himself.
All right, well, we don't want to make it personal. Thank you, Tom. I've said this before. It's not about making things personal, and we welcome different viewpoints on this show. I mean, part of this show is to try to find common ground and unity. But what frustrates me is when we have people that call in that are just either uninformed or misinformed, and I don't have any interest in spreading misinformation. That's why I was really glad for Chris from Sun Prairie that called. And she said, look, I work in this program. Here's how it works, at least today.
Right. And, we don't want other people spreading misinformation. We don't want to accidentally do it either.
And so we try the basis. We prepare this show every day. And we look at several different sources. And we say, okay, where's the truth at here? We pass that on based on facts. Doesn't mean that occasionally we can't be wrong. But I don't want to make it personal against certain individuals, but let's try to, I understand the frustration. I share it, but let's have a little bit more empathy for folks and just continue to pursue the truth. But when we come back, I don't have a lot of empathy for Bobart. We'll come back and talk about that. She's going to movie theaters and did what? On the other side of the Todd Hallball Show in Civic Media.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 51. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 73. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 57. Mainly cloudy skies. Temps a bit above average. Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 67.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now 10 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn Direct, doing double duty last Friday, hosting the second hour of our show. Appreciate that, Matt. Thank you very much. Did an outstanding job, along with Luke Mathers, as always. Matt will be back in today with fresh news, fresh takes. His legal mind at work never goes to sleep. Matt Flynn Direct from 3:06 until 4 o'clock. Appreciate Matt, and keep it tuned right here for a great episode of Matt Flynn Direct. Before the break, kind of teased this a little bit. And it's salacious, and people that know me, I like, you know, kind of, you know, salacious soap opera drama. But it has a larger point. And that's what I hope that we take away from this. And if you just want to cut down to the chase, the point is this. None of us are perfect, including myself. We all fall short from time to time. The problem we get into is when people try to put themselves up on a pedestal. That kind of gets back to that Dr. Seuss, your little turtle. When you put yourself on a pedestal and then you judge others without looking in the mirror. You know, my granddad used to say on the farm, anytime you point your finger at somebody, you got three pointing back at you. You know, just do it. Point your finger. In order to point your middle finger, your ring finger, and your small finger has to be pointing back at you. It's true. All of us fall short, including me. But the current Republican Party leadership has made a killing in terms of riling up their base, the vote, as Trigvi Olds from the Lincoln Project likes to talk about, the narrative on attacking other people and saying that we, the Republican Party, are the party of family values, and we're going to judge other people, such as those folks in the LGBTQ plus community. We're going to judge women for what they do with their own bodies. We're going to judge how people were born and declare that our values are better than your values. But then what happens? Lots of sources on this. You can go anywhere. This one's from The Guardian. Lauren Boebert, member of Congress, Republican, said, quote, she fell short of values, unquote, after Beetlejuice groping video. Here's what happened. I was just in Denver yesterday, by the way. I did not go to Beetlejuice. So out in Denver, the musical Beetlejuice is playing out there at a theater in Denver.
A family-friendly production. Just a quick note.
Yes. And Congresswoman Boebert, who represents Colorado, parts of Colorado, she was there. And she was with a male guest. They were ejected from the musical last Sunday, September 10th, for vaping. For those that don't know what vaping is, it's like smoking, only now instead of using like fire and real smoke, it's in a pen, they call it. And so you suck in, and then it's like a liquid vape. And it's not smoke. It kind of looks like smoke. You can vape nicotine. Many people, particularly in Colorado, vape other things. Not sure what they were vaping. But they were vaping inside as they were seated in their seats. They were recording video, which, of course, is strictly prohibited, and disturbing other patrons last Sunday. And the video also showed them eagerly groping each other while in their seats. And here's the thing. Boebert initially denied that she was vaping, that she was removed for being too loud. But here's the thing. This theater in Denver, they have some great cameras, by the way. I mean, they got everything.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to catch people secretly recording your shows, you got to have an HD camera. But
right?
Fortunately for the people finding the consequences of their actions, right. But unfortunately for just having to watch it.
There's surveillance footage in this theater, multiple cameras throughout the whole theater. And it was obtained by a Denver television station, News 9, out of Denver. And it shows everything. The congresswoman was, in fact, vaping during the performance. And probably the most gross thing is it shows Congresswoman Boebert and her boyfriend or her male companion. And he isn't just like rubbing her shoulder or kissing her. He is groping her breasts.
Aggressively.
Openly, aggressively.
And she's got both hands over in his lap.
She then thrusts her hands into his crotch, massaging him.
And then looks at the people behind her who complained to her earlier and like makes eye contact for a second while she's doing it.
Like, look at me. Look what we're doing. Getting it on. And not long after that, the ushers come and they kick him out. And all the way out, and there's cameras in the halls, there's cameras at the doors. Boebert is flipping this guy off, flipping the ushers off and saying terrible things. You know, do you know who I am? On and on and on. I mean, one of the most rude things of anybody to do. One of the most rude things that any patron at a musical or any sort of public show could do. And by the way, the guy that she was there with ends up being a Democrat. And also, he has a gay bar in Denver. They host drag shows. So here's Lauren Boebert, who is one of the leaders of the MAGA movement in Congress, who is going after librarians in our communities for having books that help kids understand their sexuality and saying the problem with America are drag queens. And who is she spending her time with, groping herself or getting groped up at a musical? A guy who owns a gay bar and hosts drag show queens. And God love him. That's fine. But again, it's the hypocrisy. You understand? Words have meaning. And we don't have time to get into it today, but we're going to in future shows. This whole thing about red pill and all this stuff. There's a video going online that I saw this morning of one of the guys that started Red Pill. We'll talk about this later. The point is, this guy is like a viral TikTok person. And he's saying things out there against women, against trans people, against gay people. And kids, male kids in their early teens, 12, 13, 14, came up to him in a public thing and wanted to take a selfie with him and said terrible things about women to him. And started saying, we hate gay people. And he's, whoa. We love everybody. He was shocked that his words mattered, that kids were watching his TikTok video. He has millions of views. I don't know what his name is, Squeege or Siege or something like this. I can't remember. The point is that words matter. And Republicans love to use hateful rhetoric to gin up their base. But look in the mirror, Lauren Boebert. Look in the mirror, Matt Gaetz. Look in the mirror, Donald Trump. The Republican Party, the leading nominee for the Republican Party nomination next year is a guy who grabs women by the kitty. I clean it up for radio. His words, not mine. He has 91 convictions against him, was found guilty against E. Jean Carroll of rape, not criminal, but in a civil court. That is the leadership of the Republican Party, and it's crap. And we have to be vigilant of it. Stay tuned. Matt Flynn, the director, is next. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster.
Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media
BBC
app.
News.